Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about Memorial Day weekend. The Memorial Day holiday is just about upon us. Can you give us a little bit of history about what this holiday is about?
Well, Monday, May 25th is Memorial Day, and it's a day set aside to honor the more than 1.1 million Americans who have died in wars in which the United States entered. So please take a moment this weekend to remember these men and women who sacrificed their lives for us and for our country, and consider participating in Memorial Day events in your community. We're blessed to have events all throughout the three counties that I represent, and I am honored to serve as a guest speaker at this year's ceremony hosted by the Ulysses American Legion at the Ulysses Cemetery in northern Potter County. The program starts at 11 a.m., and we would certainly welcome folks to join us in Ulysses.
Another thing that is going on in your office is the retirement of a staffer who has served you for a very long time. I understand you'd like to honor this person and introduce a new staffer. What's going on here?
Well, this week we bid farewell to Jill Grush, who has been a fixture in my Kane District office for over three decades. Jill is finishing up her service this week with 30 years and one day of service. Jill previously worked for Representatives Jim Lynch and Representative Kathy Rapp, and then joined our team when Kane and the rest of Western McKean County were added to the 67th Legislative District after the 2010 census. It's certainly been a blessing to work with someone with so much knowledge about the community and a commitment to constituent service, and certainly want to wish Jill nothing but the best in retirement, and I'm certainly going to miss her. And while we're sad to say goodbye to Jill, I'm also excited to announce that Katie Johnson has joined my staff and is working in the Kane office. She's well prepared to help Kane area residents with a variety of state-related issues, from PennDOT issues to senior benefit programs and birth and death certificates, and resolving matters with state agencies. So please stop by and see us at 54 Fraley Street, Suite 2 in Kane. Just stop by and say hello.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is great news for anglers and aspiring anglers. It's Fish for Free Days. There's a couple of these each year and one this weekend. What are the details?
Well, this Sunday, May 24th, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission will host a Fish for Free Day to allow anyone, resident or non-resident, to legally fish on all Pennsylvania waterways. No licenses required, but all other fishing regulations still apply. This is the first of two dates set by the Fish and Boat Commission to enhance fishing opportunities. The next Fish for Free Day is Independence Day, Saturday, July 4th. This is a great way to expose the next generation of anglers to the outdoors. There's more information available at the Fish and Boat Commission's website at fishandboat.com.
Folks who need a little bit of help paying for their property taxes or their rent have a program to help them. The deadline has been extended. The Property Tax Rent Rebate Program deadline has once again been pushed back. What are the details of this? What do people need to know in order to get their applications in on time?
Well, this is a program that benefits a lot of senior citizens, and my offices have been very busy completing these applications. There's no need to pay anyone to complete them. We're happy to assist with that. The program typically has a deadline of the last day in June, but recently the governor extended that deadline to December 31st, so there's plenty of time to apply for the Property Tax Rent Rebate Program, and for anyone who needs assistance, please reach out to one of my district offices.
And we mentioned that Monday is Memorial Day. There'll be several offices that won't be open, state offices. What's closed?
Many government offices are closed, including my district offices. In addition to that, the PennDOT driver license and photo centers will be closed on Saturday, May 23rd, and Monday, May 25th, in observance of Memorial Day.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.